Speaking to reporters in Washington yesterday, a State Department spokesperson, Ned Price, called for the military to release civilian leaders, restore the transitional government, and refrain from using live ammunition and other violence against protesters.
We are watching very closely to see how the military responds, to do everything we can to see to it that the military respects the right of peaceful assembly, and ultimately to see to it that the military respects the aspirations of the Sudanese people to restore the country's path to democracy.
The coup happened just a few days after the U.S. Special Envoy to the Horn of Africa, Jeffrey Feltman, met with Sudan's military leaders in Khartoum and warned them that the U.S. support toward the country's democratic transition was conditional on adhering to the terms of an agreement that would lead to a civilian-led government. Referring to the military leaders as the regime, Price condemned Monday's violence.
Violence on the part of the regime is something we condemn in the strongest terms. The regime must not resort to violence against peaceful protesters.
Price said the transitional government should be immediately restored.
It represents the will of the Sudanese people, as evidenced by the significant peaceful demonstrations of support on October 21st. We recognize the legitimate grievances about the pace of the transition, but Sovereign Council Chair Burhan's dismissal of government officials and dissolution of government institutions both violate Sudan's constitutional declaration and abandon the democratic aspirations of the Sudanese people.
Sudan's top military commander and head of state, Lieutenant General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, appeared on state television about noon local time Monday to announce new measures, but he did not mention the arrest of Prime Minister Hamdok or the other members of government. Al-Burhan said a national independent government of technocrats will be formed to lead the country to elections, which he said will be held in July 2023. Price said military officials should immediately release and ensure the safety of all detained political actors and fully restore the civilian-led government. Several American lawmakers also urged Sudan's military leaders to restore the transitional government. U.S. Senator Chris Coons of Delaware tweeted, "As chair of the Senate panel that funds foreign aid, I have fought hard for new assistance to Sudan to support the country's transition to democracy and full civilian rule. The assistance," he said, "will end if the authority of Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok and the full transitional government is not restored." U.S. Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey released a statement condemning the coup and said, "The Sudanese military's takeover of the state apparatus is completely unacceptable and will have long-lasting consequences with respect to U.S.-Sudanese relations. However, it is not too late to reverse course and stop this attack on Sudan's transition towards democracy." Menendez called on the military arm of the Sovereign Council to immediately release the civilian members of the transitional government and to stop restricting internet access to, in his words, "prevent the world from bearing witness to this crisis." I am Nabil Biagio in Washington.